This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to 96.5 The Fan. Jay Binkley, Chris Nocera, the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special.
Brought to you by Salvation Army's Down for the Challenge. Register today to rappel down GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on May 22nd at downforthechallengekc.com. So the Chiefs, they have made their fifth round selection, pick five, round five.
They have Jeffrey Bosa from, started off about 200 pounds at safety when he played at Oregon, made the transition, played inside linebacker, which means they do hope he can make tackles against the run, even though it's maybe not especially. But they hope he can, or he wouldn't be an inside linebacker. This is a Drew Tranquil type replacement. We always think of who they played, who they want to replace down the line. He did have three tackles for loss, had 1.5 sacks, but he's not a pass rusher. But on the blitz at times, what can he do?
Yeah,
he did have three picks, by the way.
This reminds me of a Dorian O'Daniel type where you're looking to get a dime linebacker. You're getting someone there that can play in pass coverage more
than
anything.
Total dime.
Yeah. So like this makes sense, but was that a position they really needed? I mean, maybe they just really like Bosa and they were like, this is the guy we're gonna get because we think that he's a great addition. But you still have running back there. You still have Devin Neal there. Not sure he's going to be there in the seventh. I mean, right now, maybe they really like Damian Martinez, and maybe they move up in the sixth round.
This isn't a criticism of these picks and these guys. They got some good football players. They really did. But I'll be honest with you. At times, you think, do you know who the damn quarterback is? You know you got Patrick Mahomes. You know you had trouble putting points on the board last year. You know you had trouble separating from teams with their offense. And you keep loading up the defense every damn year. It's frustrating. I'm glad Royals is on the team, but he better work out, right? Because they take stabs. Like Sky Moore, the only wide receiver taken, didn't pan out. Go Rasheed Rice, he did pan out. That's the dart that just threw. Last year they threw one die. It was Xavier Worthy. That works out. So you hope Royals works out coming off that foot injury. But this team's not about the defense. This team is about Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, it is about the defense now, though. And I think they're telling you that
right
now.
It shouldn't be. But cyclical. It needs to go back to Patrick Mahomes.
I'm fine with it being about the defense, but I do think you want to supply your offense.
You're never going to have a quarterback this good ever again. He just won't.
But you're taking advantage of that by making sure he's got support around him. I'm not going to be, like I said, my thing about it is that I hope that they really, really trust. Maybe they really like a guy in round seven or round six at running back, and they feel like this is someone we got to get. And we feel like we can get him at the point where we're drafting at anyways. And if that's the case, fine. I am very disappointed, though, that it seems like they're pretty content with their running back room. Because, like, at this point now,
and keep in mind, these are fine players. They just want offense.
Right. As I'm saying, I'm fine with the defensive approach in this draft. I agree with it. I think you needed to load up on defense for sure. My thing,
that's
though,
all they've been doing.
Yeah, they've been doing it. This pick is a little puzzling, though. This is the one pick where I'm like, do you really need to go defense here? Like, do you really need to address the who is he now, the fourth linebacker, fifth linebacker on your roster? Like, that part seemed to me to be...
They got a tad bit of a value of it because it was looked upon as a third or fourth rounder.
Right, but still, like, linebacker. Did you need it this year? I think running back is a bigger need. Again, I'm not a professional at this. We're just going out here and opining.
I do too, and I get it. During the pre-draft press conferences, you got to take them with a grain of salt because there's a lot of smoke screens and all, but there's been some truth to what they say. Second round, third round, that's going to be the diamonds we need. That's what they got Orlando Brown. They got pick 58 back from the Ravens, turned into Nick Bolton. We can get a running back in a seventh rounder and draft that maybe get 1,000 yards. Even though Pacheco hadn't got it, he's been damn close. And he was right on that. Running back's deepest class in the draft. If something's the best class in the draft and it's a position you need, at the end of the day, you don't go through a draft and didn't draft that position. Like, that, it's not what you do. You can't oversmart the room sometimes. And this, even though you're smart, you can't oversmart the room.
The thing is, the Jeffrey Bosa pick feels like a smartest guy in the room pick. It feels like we really, really like this guy. We think that he's being undervalued, so let's go up and grab him because we don't think he's going to be there when we're there at 164. And, you know, maybe they're right about that. I mean, the Lions.
But the trade up for him?
But the Eagles, I mean, the Eagles did draft Smail Mondon Jr., the linebacker out of Georgia. Maybe they would have taken him. Hell, we just saw
who cares?
We just saw clearly they value him. And the Jets just took Francisco Maui Goa, the linebacker from Miami. So, like, I can understand. I mean, not only is that, but, like, the Packers at 159, so three picks later, they took Colin Oliver, the linebacker out of Oklahoma State. So maybe he wouldn't have been there. He might not have been there.
Oh, by the way, Mitchell Evans, really, my tight end, went to the Panthers.
Yeah, he just got drafted by the Panthers. That's the and, you know, some people are, like, talking about tight end. I didn't think tight end was really something they needed to hit in this draft. Even if Kelsey wouldn't have come back, I still wouldn't.
I would have. But with Wiley coming back off injury, what you're seeing from Noah Gray, the development you keep seeing out of him, they're okay. And I really like Wiley that they got last year in the fourth round. We didn't really get a good judgment on him because he was hurt, but I like him.
Yeah, I like him a lot. And I think that, you know, also I didn't expect much from him last year anyways, just because it takes some time to really kind of pick up the offense. And he's not going to get a lot of touches anyways because he's the third tight end on the roster. So, I very much am interested to see what happens with Wiley this year. So I wasn't in on tight end at all. Look, I understand where the Chiefs were coming from. They clearly like this guy, but the question is this Bosa going to be more valuable than, say, a Devin Neal had you taken him at 156? I don't think so.
Well, 2022, 8 out of 10 draft picks were on defense. 2023, 5 of 7 were on defense. And we're heavily trading defense in this draft as well. At some point, say, hey, we got the best quarterback in the world, won 3 Super Bowls. That's 3-time Super Bowl MVP. What weapons can we get for him? Because really, only Mahomes is...
And here's the thing. They have supplied him with weapons. They've drafted three receivers in the last 3 years.
Yeah, and they hope and pray they work, because when we throw one dart, it better work. Sky Moore didn't.
I mean, Sky Moore
other
didn't.
Ones, two or three did.
But two or three did.
But they better be right. Like, and they've been right, because Rasheed Rice led all rookie receivers except for Puka.
They've been right.
In yards. But you throw a dart, it's got to be right. The pressure's on. Like, the pressure's on Jaden Royals. So you got to step up because you're our dart that we threw.
Yeah, and like, he doesn't have as much pressure as Rashi and Xavier Worthy did, because he's expected to be probably the fourth receiver on this roster this year.
Xavier had a ton because everybody else was hurt.
Because everyone else was hurt. Yeah, everyone else was hurt. Like, Rashi didn't initially, but then he proved that he was good enough to get more of that pressure, but he didn't at the beginning of the year. So, like, I'm not Jalen Royals, I think, is in a great situation because he doesn't have a ton of people relying on him to be a high volume guy. He's got three, maybe even four guys ahead of him, because I think they're initially they're going to rely more on Juju as a receiver than him. Maybe as the season goes along, he proves he's better, and then he is able to be that fourth receiver.
They were second for 2 years in a row, that Super Bowl 57 against the Eagles and the 49ers, as far as finishing second in sacks in the NFL.
Right.
Last year that tapered off, so I understand their desire to get back.
Yeah, and also I think they just want to make sure that especially in today's NFL, because teams are going to be going more towards ball control and whatnot. You want to make sure your defense can go out there and get stops so that your offense is able to get the ball back and have some room for error. So I'm not opposed to the defensive approach. I'm fine with them not taking so many guys.
Keep
on
in
offense.
Mind, they can still get back into the fifth. They can still get into the seventh.
Yeah, I think more so sixth.
In
now.
The seventh round. They
could get back in the fifth. I doubt it, though. They could get into the sixth.
To so me, the running back dream is like not entirely over.
It's not entirely over, but it's looking a little dicey right now.
Because good ones keep going off the board.
If they do take them, it'll probably be seventh round. And you know what? Maybe the plan is Ollie Gordon or Donovan Edwards, probably Ollie Gordon. And maybe they think he's. What we saw last year at Oklahoma State is not who he really is. He's a product of injuries, product of lack of correct usage, and maybe that's the thing that prevented him from being a great running back like everyone thought he was going to be. And maybe they think they're going to get a deal on him. Maybe they move up and go.
And they don't feel dire straits with Pacheco healthy now. They bring back Kareem Hunt. It is serviceable so they can get by. I just want to see him start getting explosive and putting teams away, man.
I would love that
bombs
too.
Away,
I'd love
man.
That too. But
bring
I also
explosiveness back.
I also
team.
Think that the explosiveness is going to be tough to get back to just because of the way that the league
he's got a great offensive coordinator. Andy Reid's gonna go down as one of the best play callers in the history this game has ever seen. He already sits number two all time in postseason wins behind Bill Belichick, catching him probably this year. And you have the best quarterback that this franchise has ever seen and probably will ever see. I'm all about supplying them with weapons. Baker Mayfield's got to be rolling with what they're doing for him down there.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a 6'5 wide receiver. He can just throw the ball up.
I mean, he's drafted any move.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you got a really nice slot receiver there. Like I said, I'm happy with the Chiefs receiving core. I've got no issues. I don't think they need another receiver. I'm happy with the Chiefs receiving core. I would like a running back. That's my one thing. You need some running back help because right now you're relying on Pacheco going into the final year of his deal, which I don't think anybody thinks he's going to be back. Maybe a one-year deal if the market isn't out there. Kareem Hunt is going to be 30. He's a 30-year-old running back.
You hit that wall and you hit that wall. Here's one thing.
And he wasn't the same guy last year.
They won't do the tush push. We know that. They're not doing it because what happened to Mahomes' knee in Denver. Even though he'd probably do it. He said he'd do it. But the bottom line is they're not going to do the tush push. I don't think they're against it either because they do utilize it. It's why the Chiefs don't want it to go away.
Andy was kind of wishy-washy when he was asked about the tush push.
You remember the Chiefs last year all the time. It was Creed Humphrey. It was Trey Smith coming out and pushing Pacheco forward, right? How many times on the goal line do you see Trey Smith push that running back forward? Keep in mind, if they change this rule, they're changing everything. We can't push the running back forward, so all that stuff becomes illegal. Even though they don't do the tush push on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1, they still do it.
Yeah.
Do it with a lot of effect.
I do want to see them address running back. And at least in this scenario, they had a really good opportunity to do so, and it kind of seems like they went smartest guy in the room. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right about it, and they pick a guy, and he's great. And we will absolutely acknowledge it if that player that they take, like 7th round or whatever, is a good running back and it works out. We'll obviously give them their praise, but right now, I got some doubt in the plan.
Well, Rondae Gadsden, I know a lot of Chiefs fans liked him later rounds, the tight end from Syracuse, who's smaller in size but not height. And he used to play wide receiver. He catches everything. Moved from to wide receiver to tight end, obviously with Kyle McCord up at Syracuse. Caught the ball much better. He is now off the clock. He is with the Chargers. As far as the Chargers picking him here in the division, had 73 for 934 last year in 7 touchdowns. Again, the guy was a receiver that moved the tight end. So blocking, not as great, but the dude can catch.
Yeah, good athlete. This is a guy that I think in our last mock, I mocked him.
We had him.
No. Was it me? I think it was me. I think it was me that used the pick 226 in the 7th round to take him. And your guy, Torrey Horton, just went to the Seahawks as well at pick 166.
Damn it.
He wasn't going to happen to the Chiefs. But Aronde Gadsden, very athletic tight end, son of Aronde Gadsden, who played for.
Well, he's on Aronde Gadsden the second. Yeah, he's so Aronde Gadsden the second. First.
Yeah, his dad was the first, and he played at – I remember him from his time with the Dolphins.
He played there
for like 6 years. Yep. So, but, yeah, good athlete. You know, I don't know.
Josh Simmons' dad played Major League Baseball too.
Yeah.
He sucked.
Yeah, he does not. But yeah, Torrey Horton, wide receiver that Bink really liked, more of a possession style guy, but he does have some wheels on him though. I think this is great value for Torrey Horton. The Seahawks getting him in round five. This is great value because I think Torrey Horton is very undervalued. I think he has potential. I don't think he's going to be.
I think the injury's costing, but he can't return it.
I think he's got potential. I think he's got potential to be number one at some point. I really do. I think he's got the potential to. Now, whether he reaches that is going to be tough. But I think he's got the athleticism to be that.
And as far as Gadsden, almost 34-inch arms, but he has grown into his body. He's now up to 245 pounds.
Yeah.
So he was hovering around 200, 215
right.
as a wide receiver, but he's bulked up now to 245 and had effectiveness with the bigger size.
Yeah, I mean, Rondae Gadsden comes off to me as a Jody Fortson type. Like one of those red zone guys, one of those guys, he's going to be more of a possession style, make the big catch, you know, moss the safety in coverage, moss the linebacker in coverage, guys like that. But I don't know if he's ever going to be a high volume guy, but, you know, I'm rooting for him. I mean, you know, certainly it's always nice to see. It's always funny, and it makes me feel old watching the sons of players I used to watch play get drafted into the NFL and play now. Like, especially like Chris Jenkins last year from Michigan goes to the Bengals.
We see it all the time now. Mason Taylor.
I know, right? I watched his dad play games back when he was with the Dolphins.
Even Andy Reid said he's starting to scout his former players' kids.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I kind of start to feel old now watching these guys play who are kids of players I watched back in the day.
Text line says that running back from the Niners, Elijah Mitchell. Listen, the guy's a speed guy. 4.32 speed's got the speed. We'll see what he does in training camp and see if he can do different things and make this roster. The 816 says have a tight end lined up under center for the Tush Push. They've tried it.
They did it with Blake Bell.
They even did it with the Belldozer. And that was the guy, the king of 1 yard runs.
Yeah, there was a couple times I think he got stuffed on it.
No, you got to use quarterback for that.
No,
in my opinion. Yeah, I know the Ravens use Mark Andrews at times for it, but quarterback's got to be the one.
Yeah. I'm not on with that. And plus, also, Andy Reid doesn't like using the tush push.
Hell, but he's on the bench. Just not at the quarterback position. They do push the running back.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, is that they don't do it the way that teams do it with their quarterbacks. So it's
but they utilize it in other ways. Why they don't want it eliminated, because you don't want that play eliminated.
Yeah, but he's never said, I don't want it eliminated. He's been on the fence about
it. Well, because he uses it.
No, he's been on the fence about it because I think he doesn't want to say, let's get rid of it.
The rule is you can't pull somebody, but you can push them. And it hasn't always been a rule. 2004, they changed the rule in the NFL where you could push a guy. Just teams went on about 21 years where they didn't do it.
Because they didn't know how to use it.
But they clearly do it now.
Yeah, they clearly do it now.
Alex Smith would have been good at this.
Oh, no.
Alex Smith would have been a good tush pusher.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that would have happened. And as far as the Chiefs, don't forget, they at this point are not drafting in the sixth round. Just two picks in the seventh round, 251 and 257, so the very end of the seventh round, including the very final pick of the draft. Mr. Quote Irrelevant at 257. After Torrey Horton went to the Seahawks, you had Jackson Slater from Sacramento State, FCS guy going as a guard and went to the Titans, and Drew Kendall, a center from Boston College, goes to the Eagles.
Surprised Jonah Monheim hasn't come
loaded
off of here.
At center. Anyway, we'll take a timeout. We come back. Bears, Bills, the next two selections.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, home of the Kansas City Chiefs, home of the Kansas City Royals. Here, Josh Vernier with pregame for the Royals and Astros. The Royals go for six in a row. Later, Jay Binkley, Chris Onocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation.
Our draft coverage is brought to you by J&M Displays. Apply now to shoot off large-scale fireworks displays at jandmdisplays.com.
Well, it's going to be a while for the Chiefs to be on the clock unless they make a move. They picked Jeffrey Bosa out of Oregon, the safety-turned-linebacker, at pick number 156. They traded with the Steelers. They gave up pick 164, and they get one of their seventh-round picks, 226, to make the move up to get the linebacker. Can play Will, can play Mike, talking different things when he's talking to local media. Here, the Chiefs' next pick is seventh-round pick 251, and then six picks later is Mr. Relevant, pick 257. Seventh round goes fast, very, very, very fast, because 4 minutes per pick.
Yeah, it's like a Gatling gun a pick, so... Whenever they, and also let's not forget, they could trade up into the sixth round. They do have a little ammunition for that. So if they do like someone, they think someone's fallen, let's definitely take that into account. They might make that move. The Bills during the break, they took Jordan Hancock, corner/safety out of Ohio State. This is a guy that could have been a potential option for the Chiefs if they didn't have a third safety already in Mike Edwards. But Hancock's a guy I think a lot of people think might be a little undervalued here.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I definitely am curious about the running back situation. Devin Neal,
yeah.
Kansas fans, that's the three times he ran for 1,000 yards at Kansas.
Right.
That, to me, remains the best running back on the board. Damien Martinez, the guy the Chiefs had in for a top 30 visit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd probably go Ollie Gordon and Taj Brooks right there. And Taj Brooks is an interesting player because he went to Texas.
Another interesting name is LaQuint Allen from Syracuse. That's another name that that I've seen some people brought up as a potential option for the Chiefs. Kalel Mullings, the Michigan running back, the guy who overtook Donovan Edwards this year. He is absolutely going to be one of the guys that you could hear being an option for the Chiefs. Jacory Kroski-Merritt, running back from Arizona, Raheem Sanders from South Carolina, and Donovan Edwards from Michigan.
A little bit surprised, though, Taj Brooks from Texas Tech still there, to be honest with you.
Me too.
He's a guy that ran for more than 1,500 yards in consecutive years. He is a guy that catches the ball well. He is Texas Tech's all-time leading rusher. That spells Mahomes there.
It wouldn't shock me. At this point now, right, based on how the board has gone out, with Devin Neal still on the board as we are rounding out the last few picks around five, if he's still sitting there going into round six, you think Taj Brooks, you think he would probably be there right where the Chiefs are looking and picking in the seventh round. Maybe he goes a little earlier than that. If they want him, they might, it could be a situation where they have to trade up for him. But certainly there's options in the round seven, but there's not nearly the options, I think, that they would have had they taken one in round five or four.
Text line saying Veach's lucky sevens. Well, they have been lucky in the past. It's been something Super Bowl 57 definitely helped out. Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco, and Nazi Johnson were seventh round picks that year. But 2023, you had Nick Jones. That was your seventh round pick. 2024, CJ Hampson. Guys, you really haven't seen how. 2022, don't let that shade you, because that was actually a very good seventh round
draft. Most teams' seventh round picks don't put out the kind of production that you see from the Chiefs.
Bobby Keys was a seventh round pick, and that was the one guy when they had 21 of 22 guys still on the rosters right. 2 years ago for training camp. Bobby Keys in the seventh round was the only guy not on the roster. But keep in mind, Nick Allegretti, that was a 2019 seventh round pick. He won three rings. He was a swing player for the Chiefs on the offensive line. He's starting for the Commanders.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think we should just take for granted that just because you take someone to seven, just because you've had some success in the seventh round, that doesn't mean that you're always going to have success in the seventh round. Most of these guys in the seventh round don't make the roster.
That is your roll of the dice.
Yeah, yeah. So like that's the reason why I don't. Like, especially for, to me, as big a pressing need as running back is, like, I understand you found a seventh round running back in 22. I don't know if that's all of a sudden you just need to assume that that's where you're going to get a running back every year.
Yeah. We'll see. Do you still want him to go running back, or at this point, just give me the best player available, because we're getting to the seventh round. Although I would not mind a trade up. I would not mind a trade
me neither.
Into the sixth to get cool that running back.
I'd be cool with it. I would much rather they do that than stay put at the bottom of the seventh round, because at this point you're just taking priority guys that would be undrafted free agents. But I don't know. Maybe they decide, hey, we're going to stay pat. Maybe they take our guy Nazir Stackhouse at 257 like we were hoping for. And
it's sad if that's the only thing we're hoping for.
Yeah, that is the one thing. I'll tell you this right now. That would make my night. I mean, I really like this draft.
Oh, I'd be going but home slamming some night. Coors Lights.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Yeah, that would make my night if Nazir Stackhouse was 257. I'd love that. But, I mean, I'm cool with them trading up. Like, if Devin Neal falls to the sixth, which it looks like he will, unless, you got five picks left in the fifth round. If Devin Neal falls to the sixth and you really, really like him and you think, oh, man, there's no way we would have been able to get him any other time, then, yeah, go for it.
And if you're kind of on the fence with Devin Neal or Taj Brooks, Ollie Gordon, you consider him kind of all the same guy.
Right.
There's three
and I like Ollie, too.
And you kind of wait it out. Down. One goes off the board, you start sweating a little bit. Two of them, that's when you better start making your move.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's right now – whoever you take at running back is going to be good value based on who you're looking at. The Lions just took Miles Frazier, the guard, out of LSU. So, and he was a guy that was projected to go probably a round or two earlier. And then Chris Ball Jr., a guy that a lot of people thought was going to be early third round, linebacker at Ole Miss, he goes pick 172 to the Rams.
Frazier, the offensive guard taken by the Lions, interesting guy too. Because it's slotted to be a guard, but he did play 11 games at tackle, left tackle for LSU.
Yes, he did. Moved inside because Will Campbell was really damn good for them.
Mr. Alligator Arms.
Yeah, so it makes a lot of sense that you would, like I said, the Lions, I think we've thought Lions need to go interior offensive line and defensive line. They addressed the interior defensive line when they went Tyleek Williams in round one. Bit of a surprise, but still I think a pretty good, he's a really good run defender. And yeah, this is like prime guard position in the NFL today in the draft. This is prime guard position. A lot of good guards come out of this.
Yeah, this is where you get them, not in the first round.
Not in the first round. You do not. You don't.
Or running back.
You don't take a damn guard at pick 12. You don't take a damn guard at pick. Even though I really liked it, pick 19. Was it 18? I think
Booker's awesome, but I wouldn't do it then.
Yeah, and I love Graze Abel, but I'm still not taking a guard top 20. But yeah, like. This is a great spot to take him, and I think this is good for the Lions.
So as we sit now, And I'm curious about this. Jay Southland Tow Service text line. I know you guys are here, and I appreciate it. You guys are out driving around doing your honeydews. You may have watched the draft last couple of nights, and you're like, you just want to listen to Chris and I get you through it. That's awesome. But as you're driving out here and you pull over and you have a chance to text 913-586-7965, who would be your Mr. Relevant? I would love checking these out throughout the rest of the night. But as we sit here now, Chris, also text line, I give you who Mr. Relevant is. Tell me who your favorite draft pick is, too, because I am curious about that. That is something we can get to actually earlier. Your favorite draft pick so far from the Kansas City Chiefs. As they've sat here and they've made six selections, which one's your favorite?
Man, I would have to say Omar Norman Lott.
It's the wrong answer.
No, it's not the wrong answer. I love Omar Norman Lott. I was so happy. I was on my couch. And as Dante Hall was starting to read that card, I was like, please say Omar's name. And then as soon as that came, I was like, yeah, I jumped up.
All right, so you got that answer wrong. What's your next one?
That's my answer. Okay. That's my answer, Omar
Norman. Final answer?
That's my final
answer. You want to phone a friend?
No, I'm good.
You want to ask the audience?
No. No, I'm confident in my answer.
Mine is Noel Williams.
That's a good pick.
14 picks. UNLV, we had his head coach on, Justin Wilcox. We'll play that again in the 3 o'clock hour. He was awesome. Noel Williams, solid against the run, can set the edge as a corner. Bet he's a decent blitzer, too. But Noel Williams led the nation in interceptions last year. They moved up. How many spots was it? 10 with the Patriots?
10 spots.
10 spots for the Patriots to pick him. So they did value him. 6'1", 200-pound corner. Long corner. But I like some Noel Williams. So that, at this point, my favorite pick.
I like that pick a lot. But like,
and Jelotti's my second.
Right after him, though, is Jalen Royals.
I think... It's
right after
Jalen. But as far as the player's concerned, but there's other receivers I like better, in all honesty.
Right. But like...
I do like the athletic upside
of Jalen Royals. There's not that many guys that are as good an athlete in this draft than Jalen Royals. There's just not. Now, you know, there might have been some other guys that me and you both wanted ahead of him. And, you know, I wanted Aya Manor before him. But, man, that athletic upside you get. Like I said, he's a Sammy Watkins type to me. And you know how Andy was when he had a guy like Sammy Watkins in his offense.
I think Sammy Watkins... unfairly criticized at times.
Oh, very, very.
When it came to postseason, that's when you needed him. That's when they want him. That's what they said. Hey, we need Sammy Watkins in the postseason. Yeah, he was hurt early on in some of those playoff games, but he did deliver. I remember playoff Sammy was giving you about, on average, 100 yards a game.
Remember that in that Titans game when he had that basically what was the final touchdown there for the Chiefs and basically sealed the game for them when he had that deep touchdown. Like, I was really happy for Sammy to be the one to get that touchdown pass because I was like, yeah, there it is right there. They just sealed it. So, I'm a very, very big fan of the Royals pick, especially getting him in round 4.
And so are the Kansas City Royals. They're delighted with this selection. We'll take a time out. We come back. There's two picks left. Two picks left as Denzel Burke, Ohio State cornerback, off the board now with the Arizona Cardinals. He gets to go join his friend Marvin Harrison Jr. out with the Cardinals. Two more picks in the 5th round that will flip to the 6th round. Again, the Chiefs not picking until the 7th round, pick 251 and 257. We'll let you know what the Seahawks and Ravens do at the end of the 5th round next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, 96.5, The Fan, home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Jay Binkley, Chris Onocero, the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special.
Brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC for siding, windows, decks, and more. It has to be Powell Exteriors KC and PowellExteriors.com.
We've had a corner and a tight end. Actually, we've had a tight end two of the last three picks, to be honest with you, with Jackson Hawes from Georgia Tech going to Buffalo. Denzel Burke, the corner, to Ohio State. Robbie Outs from Alabama, the tight end, goes to Seattle Seahawks.
And Tyler Barron just got taken by the Jets, who traded with the Ravens. Tyler Barron, edge rusher out of Miami.
So there you go. On to the sixth round.
Yeah. We are now done through the first five. We have two more rounds to go. And Chiefs do not have a pick as of right now in round six. That can obviously change, but...
Not a lot of ammo, unless you go next year. Not a lot of ammo.
Not a lot of, and also, I don't know if you really want. I mean, unless you really covet Devin Neal and you're just like, but if you were going to do it, you would have taken him.
The good news is these three running backs I mentioned with Ollie Gordon and Devin Neal and Taj, they didn't go at the end of this round.
Right.
Now, there's still a full round to get to and almost the whole seventh round to get to before the Chiefs select.
So, looking at the best available players left, based on according to ESPN, you had Devin Neal, running back from Kansas. You got Will Howard, quarterback from Ohio State. R.J. Mickens, safety from Clemson. Quinn Ewers, quarterback, Texas. Cameron Williams, tackle, Texas. Which, if the Chiefs were to trade back in and grab him, I'd be fine with that. I like him. Jalen Reed, safety, Penn State. J.J. Peggs, defensive tackle, Ole Miss. Damian Martinez, running back, Miami, a guy who visited the Chiefs. Dorian Strong, cornerback from Virginia Tech. Seth McLaughlin, center, Ohio State. And Isaiah Bond's still on the board, too.
And one thing, the trade value chart I usually like to look at is Rich Hill's.
Yeah.
He covered the Patriots. It's what a lot of teams go by. Belichick said they all kind of had their own form of this, but it all came to about the same
right.
Value.
It's similar
value, a lot of complaining with the values. Here's the deal. So let's say you do trade 251 and 257. Essentially, those are worth 1 point. For example, that 32nd pick was worth 184 points. So the bat value goes up and down. Tennessee with the first overall pick worth 1,000 points. So essentially, if you traded 226 – and you traded 257, you'd be looking at a total of 3 points to 2 points. 2 points. You'd be looking at 2 points. And to get into the sixth, early in the sixth is 5 points. And then the other half of the sixth round is 4 points. So essentially, you would have to give up both sevens and then a future probably six, because the future seventh wouldn't get you to the 4 points you needed.
Right.
But if you're going to go up to the top of the sixth, it would take 5 points.
Or you could go a future six in one of those. Because if it's like a four, and let's say you want to get to top of the fifth, you could go a four and then one of those back end picks, probably, I would assume 251 and a six from next year, and that would get you towards the top of the six. If you wanted to make that push, but I'm not sure that that's where the Chiefs are going to go. Right now, the Buffalo Bills are on the clock at pick 177, the first pick of round six.
And let me tell you this much. At this point, teams are not really wanting to, well, the Patriots and Steelers, thank you. Not a lot of teams do business with the Chiefs. They don't want to see them continue to get better. When they get that phone call, it's like, sir, this is Wendy's, and they hang up on Brett Veach. It's what they do. But again, if they did trade into the sixth, it would take both their picks, would give them a total of 2 points, and they need at least four to be in the back half of the sixth round, 5 points to get into the front half. So essentially, it would have to take a next year's fifth or sixth as well as the seventh.
What was the name of the receiver that was with the Steelers that was traded to the Panthers last year? God, I can't remember his name. But remember the Steelers were like, because I think the Chiefs had inquired about him, and the Steelers were like, no, we're not trading with you. And then he ended up going to the Panthers. He was with the Ravens this year, I think, because they traded him to the Ravens.
And the Texans, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson, that's who
but
it was.
But he ended up
remember the Chiefs tried – they reportedly had talked to the
Texans. Oh, Texans wanted Deontay Johnson.
Oh, they did.
I wanted him, too.
But they said, you know, reportedly the Steelers were like, yeah, no, we're not going to do business with you. We're not trading him to you. So that's surprising that the Steelers would then do business later, even though, again, it was – you know, for
that was
a fifth
weird
round linebacker.
What happened to him with the Ravens? He was all excited to be there, and all of a sudden he didn't want to go to meetings or anything.
Yeah, it fell apart. Somebody asked, has Theo Weiss been drafted yet?
No.
He's still on the board. And also I don't think that I'll say this, Chiefs aren't in the market for a receiver anymore, I don't think. I think they were probably in the market for just one, and I think they got their just one. And like I said, I think everybody's going to be happy with Jalen Royals.
Oh, I think so, too. I think it'll give you a reason to go to St. Joe and watch. There's a lot of these guys aren't, hey, I need to go to St. Joe.
I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of interesting players from this draft for St. Joe. Really? Like
you're driving up there to see. You're not driving up there to see. Well, actually, Omar Norman Lott would be fun in the one-on-ones versus the offensive
line. I'm very excited to see him in one-on-ones.
That'd actually be fun. He's a very tough dude.
Very excited about him in one-on-ones.
But Royals, I want to go.
I want to see Royals for sure. I'm going to be looking out for all the reports on Royals. And I'm also really excited to see the cornerback competition with Noel Williams and the rest of the guys there. And then Ashton Gelati. Like, that guy, to me, he has a chance to be that Mike Dana wild card type of guy, because you can put him, you're going to be able to move him all around the line, because he played basically every position on the D-line except for like nose. But he was like, he was lining up either side of the ball. He was lining up inside, outside. Very interesting player. Like, the film on him was tough, because it was like, It was funny, like, where the hell is he going to line up on each play? Because he just moved around so much, it was hard to, like, track him and figure out where he was going to be at. He's really interesting.
Training camps, it is fun to go to. I know some people like training camps, so it's actually very fun. Then the fact they divide position groups to sign an autograph for people when they leave, very cool. It's a very easy drive to make it, but I always recommend midweek, man. Midweek, the best time to go if you want to sit there and see everything you can see. The sixth round's getting ready to start here. Buffalo Bills on the clock, followed by the Ravens. We'll have our Justin Wilcox interview, the head coach of Cal, who was the head coach of Noel Williams. We'll play that again in the 3 o'clock hour. Mike Bradway, the Chiefs, said some interesting things about the picks yesterday and why they made them, why they went so heavily on defense. He explains all that and gives some more draft strategies as well. We'll tell you who the Bills pick next. This is like almost Go Johnny Go. Where's Johnny Manziel? Jay Binkley, Kristen Osero, Character Concerns, NFL Draft Special, Jacob Mustard, producing the operation. Ian Rapoport, by the way, tweets out, and this is something we talked a lot about on Thursday night. Mike Tomlin says on NFL Network that they've had really productive talks with Aaron Rodgers, but declines to discuss the hypotheticals. We feel good about our plan at the position. I understand the angst in your community, and the community that supports us. Said it Thursday night. I'll say it again. The Chiefs draft or the Steelers draft dictates the fact that Aaron Rodgers is said he's going there.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Tomlin's
now
too smart not to go with quarterbacks.
Right. Yeah. No, he's they're definitely not going to pass up on getting a starting quarterback when they don't have one, unless they think they've got another plan. And here's the thing is, they probably still should have took a quarterback anyways because Aaron Rodgers is not a long-term solution.
You should always have one on hold, especially when you're dealing with a 40-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, and here's the thing is, like, Aaron doesn't have to teach him, doesn't have to mentor him. You have
said
a quarterback.
He's very good. He says he doesn't mind.
That's what he says, but, you know. But, like, at the same time, it's like you have a quarterback's coach. Like,
I mentored you coach and look at you.
So, you said what?
I mentored you and look at you.
You didn't mentor
me. My ass.
No, you didn't. I forgot to turn my mic on.
You turn that mic on.
Yeah, I got to turn my mic on. Yeah. So you want, before we finish
I didn't teach him that.
Yeah, you definitely didn't teach me that. He didn't teach me to curse on the air, too.
No, but yeah, you followed right along with that one.
Oh, man, I was going.
Usually it's me, like you said.
Yeah,
it usually is.
Yeah, you do. I don't curse that often on the air.
I curse off it a lot.
Yeah, you curse a lot.
Which doesn't happen on the radio, which is a shocker.
Yeah.
Shocking.
It's people, shocking I curse moment. A lot off the air, too. And people are always surprised when I don't do it on
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, same with me. It's like, do you get cleaned up when you go there? Kind of. We're kind of dirty in
you
a clean just, way.
You get into the mindset. You
get
know,
into a mindset.
You know how to work around that and say things that you would normally be profane that you work around it.
Well, we're going to get to Justin Wilcox, the head coach of the Cal Bears, about Noel Williams.
Who no, no Ollie Gordon. Ollie Gordon just got drafted by the Dolphins.
Oh, damn it. So text line loves Ollie Gordon.
Yeah,
Ollie
it would have been nice, but that's not going to happen now. Ollie Gordon is a Miami Dolphin.
So we'll get to it. I also want to later look at the AFC West, kind of let things kind of materialize here with some of these teams at the end. With the AFC West, are these teams gearing up to stop Patrick Mahomes in 9 straight years of Chiefs dominance of winning the division? They got this going. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a little streak going to themselves. They won 4 straight NFC South. But another running back off the board, and Ollie Gordon. Hey, say what you want about Ollie Gordon. I do like Ollie Gordon. I think that's a good pick by the Dolphins. Raiders picking right after them. They're clearly not going running back, but it's the Raiders.
If he played in a better offense, I think Ollie Gordon probably – he would have been – second or third.
I mean, that
round.
Just didn't happen by leading the nation in rushing 2 years ago.
No, yeah. Like, look, he's really, really good. He was not used very well. The Oklahoma State team was a disaster this year. How they, you know, how Mike, what was it, Mike Gundy was able to keep his job just crazy.
Stayed there because he had opportunities to bolt.
Well,
Gordon.
To be honest, I'm sure that I think he should. Oh, you said Gordon. Okay.
Gordon had plenty of chances
to bolt. Because I'm going
to
tell you this right now, if Oklahoma State, if Gundy could have left, Oklahoma fans would have celebrated that. Oklahoma State fans would have celebrated it. But yeah, Gordon absolutely could have left, and instead he decided to stay, and maybe he regrets his pick now. I don't know.
That's right. The top text, 913, not the top text, but the last text says, is there any chance the Chiefs trade up for Ollie Gordon? That was Chris just said, he went to the Dolphins.
Yeah, that was 10 minutes ago.
But yeah. I know, but that's, but I was just,
yeah, there's zero chance now. That is definitely not happening. I hope he has a better opportunity to go out there and show his stuff when he was, in Miami.
J.J. Pegues, Ole Miss defensive tackle, goes to the Raiders. The Eagles back on the clock.
Eagles took Kyle McCord, quarterback out of Syracuse.
Oh, so McCord is gone.
Yep, McCord is off the board now.
He had a nice year, him and around the Gadsden in Syracuse last year.
It's funny, he got drafted before Will Howard.
Will Howard
was brought in to replace him at Ohio State.
Yeah, and he's probably got, man, they won a national title.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Kyle McCord's a guy a lot of people, there's not a lot of people. Some people are very bullish on Kyle McCord as a quarterback in the NFL. I'm not one of them, but
not one of them. We'll see what he does. Coming up next, though, Justin Wilcox is the head coach of the California Bears. He joined us live earlier talking about the Chiefs' number 85 selection in the third round, Noel Williams, the 6'1", 200-pound cornerback out of Cal. Had some great things to say about this kid that I think you're going to like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.